I realized that habanagula had been this incredibly important part of my childhood growing up, part of my identity, and yet I had absolutely no idea what it was. I didn't know what the words meant. I didn't know if it was a folk song or if somebody had written it. I didn't know if it was 100 years old or 1,000 years old, and so began our Hava quest.
You say that it was part of your childhood, that it's something that infected all your memories. How so? I mean, how fundamental was it?
You know, I grew up in a very Jewish identified but religiously assimilated family in Los Angeles. And those Hava moments at family celebrations, weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, when everybody would, you know, the first three notes of the song would play, everybody would recognize it immediately and leap up from the table and join hands. And holding hands with my mother and my grandmother, my grandfather, and seeing everybody in a big circle. These were very powerful memories for me. These were very powerful moments of my childhood. And they were moments that felt extremely tribal, if you will. I felt very connected. I felt very Jewish.
How mysterious are the origins?
The song began as a Hasidic nigun, which is a wordless melody, or some people will think of it as a wordless prayer from the Hasidic movement in Eastern Europe. And we know that it was sung in a town called Tsarigora in a Hasidic court there in Ukraine, but we don't know for certain that it originated there.
Because what do the words mean?
The words basically mean, come, let us awake, brothers, awake, awake, awake with a happy heart. Let us rejoice. So they're a call to wakefulness, mindfulness, and joy.
So how did it end up being such a standard in the United States?
We started having an infusion of Hebrew or Israeli folk culture in the United States. And so that, in more ways than one, even culturally, Israel was a response to the Holocaust. And Hava can represent that.
What I found absolutely astonishing, actually, in the film is that the interviews that you've done with people like Hera Belafonte or Connie Francis or Glenn Campbell, all of whom have recorded versions of Hava Nigila, none of whom are Jewish, are they?
You don't have to be Jewish to love or hate Hava Nigila. Hera Belafonte singing Hava Nigila makes perfect sense.
When I went anywhere in the world, there were two songs that stood out. One was Deo and Hava Nigila. Hava Nagila,
Hava Nagila. When he began his career, and all through his career, he was creating a repertoire of international folk music. And Hava Nagila was a folk song from Israel.
I did like very much the version that Glenn Campbell does, which is kind of a country and western version. And I think on the single, it was on the flip side of True Grit, wasn't it, when it was released way back in the 1960s.
And I learned that one real quick because, like, you know, you could get some more weddings that way.
But I thought what was really interesting was Bob Dylan's version, because, of course, Bob Dylan is Jewish, and yet his version was the most unusual.
Ha. Va. Hava. Na. Havana.
Yeah, his version is probably the least Jewish in some way, which makes it the most Jewish, because you can hear in the song Dylan both distancing himself from Hava Nagila and everything that it represents, and also, of course, embracing it because he's still singing it. How you feel about Hava Nagila, especially if you're an American Jew, says a lot about how you feel about being a Jew.
It does seem that people have a real love-hate relationship with the song. Why is that?
I think, and I'm hoping, that when people see the film and after they've seen the film, that perhaps they'll have a more nuanced view of Hava Nagila and realize that Hava Nagila really is a stand-in for the Jewish journey, because it starts in the Ukraine during this heyday of Eastern European life and Jewish life in the Pale of Settlement. It travels to Palestine, picks up that experience of being part of the conscious creation of the Hebrew culture in Palestine. It travels to America and then it crosses over and assimilates and is now part of the global jukebox and is one of the most familiar songs in the world. So it is a really a remarkable journey. Hava's journey is remarkable. And as a stand-in for the Jewish journey of the last 200 years, I think it's pretty remarkable too.